Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Will Tallman, of the 193rd Legislative District in Adams and York Counties. Representative Tallman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are here in Harrisburg, and still we are working on the state budget, or perhaps more to the point, it doesn't appear that there's much work going on in the state budget. What seems to be the holdup here?
Well, I'm not exactly sure myself what the holdup is. I know that yesterday the governor had proposed a $70 million increase in spending from what the proposed compromise has in it, and he also wants to see taxes raised. And the only thing that I will agree with the governor on is that the revenue projections that were there in the compromise budget, I think they cannot be substantiated. I just don't think we can hit those numbers that they're projecting for the compromise revenue side.
And of course, House Republicans have had their own ideas on how this ought to play out, and a lot of it has to do with just not spending what we don't have, doesn't it?
Well, House Bill 1943 is an excellent budget compromise, and the Patriot News even said it's an excellent budget compromise. And what I think it is we cut out all the WHAM money, which is a hugely controversial thing. We've even reduced some of our various caucus monies that we're getting. And then lastly, the cuts are more uniform across. Instead of taking one particular line item and making it zero or cutting it 75%, 1943 kind of takes like a 12% across the board cut of all agencies, and I think that's the most fair.
Part of the revenue that they're counting on for this budget, of course, also has to do with this table games concept, something that's never happened in Pennsylvania before. What's going on with that?
Well, I think there's a significant amount of controversy with the whole concept of table games in and of themselves. And to put them into a budget package, I think, is incorrect. I believe table games need to be vetted, both the pros and cons of table games be brought forth, because I believe there's going to be more cons with table games than the pro side. One of the things that they're saying is about revenue. We already know our local fire departments here in South Central Pennsylvania have seen about 20% reduced income from their small games of chance, and they're attributing it to the economy. So it is a cyclic money. When the economy's down, you're going to have less money. So it's not a predictable source, and that's what we really need, is having a predictable source of income. The next thing with table games, we don't have what we currently are operating in this state under control. The oversight is not there. We need to move out the investigations out of the Gaming Oversight Committee, move that to either the state police or the Attorney General's office. That needs to be a primary first step. And then secondly, the amount of things that have happened in the Gaming Oversight Committee. We've had numerous folks either have quit because of questionable backgrounds. We've had some criminal cases involved with the whole concept of issuing casino licenses. And so I think that needs to be overhauled before we expand it even farther.
Also, you have an event coming up for a special group of people in your district. What's that about, and when can they expect to be able to participate?
On September 25th at Cross Keys Village, which is at Cross Keys with the intersection of Route 94 and 30, at the Campus Inn, we are having a senior expo, and that's going to go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And at that time, there's going to be all kinds of vendors there that have services for senior citizens. Congressman Todd Platt's office will be represented. Columbia Gas, the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, will be there. They're going to give some tips on energy savings. The Pennsylvania Department of Treasury will be there, which are trying to find folks for $1.5 billion in unclaimed property. So I think it's going to be a very beneficial thing for senior citizens, and there'll be a lot of useful material there for them to make use of.
And how can people find out more about this Senior Expo?
I'd like to have them contact my Hanover office, and that phone number is 633-1721.
Representative Tallman, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman.